Okay, we are learning Daf Yud Omer Aleph in Masechtas Me'ilah. We're starting three lines from the top at the end of the line. Omer Rava, Hakol Moedim, everyone is Moedah. That means even though we had the Machlekes before about being Nene from the ashes or that you have to bring out Ladesha and Atar Sadesha, there was Machlekes about that. Hakol Moedim, She'im Nene Mebasa Kachi Kachim Shenitma. If you were Nena from Basa Kachi Kachim, got Tame. That means you have Basa Kachi Kachim that had a Zerika on it. The Ger says Acha Zerika, really. You had a Zerika, and we know Kachi Kachim after Zerika, you're allowed to eat. That means there's no Me'ilah. And now it became Tame. You can't eat anymore. So what about your Nena from this? It says it's not no Me'ilah. Shem Nena Basa Kachi Kachim Shenitba Acha Zerika, or Meimuri Kachi Kalim L'Acha Shahelon after you brought on top of the Zbeach. We know Kachim Kalim and Muri Kachim Kalim have Me'ilah after Zerika, but here you brought on the Mizbeach already got burnt on the Mizbeach, the Potter. So he says two halachas. First of all, Basa Kachim Kachim after Zerika, if it's Tamei, there is no Me'ilah. And Kachim Kalim after you brought on the Mizbeach, also there's no Me'ilah. And Muri Kachim Kalim, the limbs of Kachim Kalim, they bring on the Mizbeach, after it's burnt on the Mizbeach, there's no Me'ilah. So, frankly, Mara, Pshita, Maikam Afsid. After Zerika. After Zerika. Before Zerika, there's Me'ilah. Saying after Zerika, if you then from Basta Kachi Kachim, after Zerika, when we're in Kachi Kalim, it's supposed to say Acha Zerika. That's supposed to say, that's what's the parentheses. Tosis is not Gerset. So, Tosis is not Gerset at all. But if you want to be Gerset, it's Acha Zerika. And we're in Kachi Kalim, there after Yemdela, both these things are saying it's not no Me'ilah. So, Chorot's Pshita, Maikam Afsid. And the Mara's kash is, what other mitzvah is there? Once you did Zerika on the Basar, there's no Me'ilah. Once you did Halah on the Murim, you brought on Mizbech already, there's nothing more to do. There's no more mitzvah anymore. So what's the Havamina Shvi Me'ilah? What are you Rava for? The Mara answers, you have to answer on each thing. Ma'al the Tema, Basar Kachi Kachi Shenitma, Islay Mitzvah Srefa. You would think that Basar Kachi Kachi Yatame, there's a mitzvah Srefa. So you would think, since it's a mitzvah sreifa, so maybe it still has din kachim, because we still have a mitzvah to do on it. And muri kachu kalim, the word is the mitzvah sreifa lekahanim. And muri kachu kalim, you would think it can mitzvah lafuchim etzenuri, even if after it's on the fire and it's burnt, maybe it's a mitzvah to turn it around and make sure it's burned very well. Kamash malon deloi. Kamash malon, that those things are not avoidas that make it chayiv v'me'ilah. And even though there is a mitzvah sreifa, and even though there is a mitzvah lafuchi b'tzenura, but those things are not a part of the carbon, and therefore, even though maybe avoid them, maybe they avoid them, not part of the carbon, therefore, there's no me'ilah on those things. Omer Rava, Hod Amres, we said before that if you want to pay back your me'ilah money, if the chatos was brought already, what the case was, you had money set aside for chatos. He went ahead and used that money to buy Mentos. And then he brought the chatos. He brought his chatos. Halacha is that money goes liyam ha-melech. That was the halacha if you want on the yom at least before. So Amar Rava, Hoda Amris, Klar Karva Chatos, Yelcha Yom HaMelech. Only Feeder of Shimon, we came out for this halacha. So he says, this halacha that Klar Karva Chatos, Yelcha Yom HaMelech, that whole din is Hanimil this Yadlei Kami Kapara. That's only if you knew about the Me'ilah before the Kapara, and you wanted to give the money, you were mafresh already. You didn't give it yet, you were mafresh already. So then, if they brought the Chatos, then the money goes to Yom HaMelech. Aval Ach Kapara, if you only realize, or you only remember after Kapara, after you brought the Chatos, that you have money you owe to Hekdesh, then it's Pasha Yiplu Nadava. My Taima, Eima Frishim and Tchil Le'ibud. You're not mafresh any money by the beginning straight to go to Yom HaMelech. No such thing as being mafresh kachim to go to Yom HaMelech. And therefore, Allah is that they'll go to Nadav Le'kul Yom in that case. It means after you brought the Chatos, you find out, oh, I have to give money. No such thing as giving money straight to the garbage. So then it goes to Nadava. Then Allah is, it goes to Nadava. It's only before where there was a possibility that he brought for a carbon, because I was mafresh the money before he brought the Chatos. Then, if he brings the Chatos, Yelchu Yom HaMelech. And of course, only for Rav Shimon, we said. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah is Vaita. We were talking about the last Mishnah, is about all the different levels. When someone becomes Kaddish, has all the different dinim. And the finalization of the carbon has more dinim. So let's see about these things. Hakoimetz. Koimetz is the, you take off a portion of a mincha to make it on a mizbeach. It's called a koimetz. You use your three fingers and take out a koimetz. And what do you do with the koimetz? The whole thing gets burnt. Bahalavoina, that's the spices that get burnt with a mincha. Bak tyres, you know what tyres is. A minchas kahanim, that's a mincha that the whole entire mincha gets burnt. A minchas kaimashiach, it's also a type of mincha the whole thing gets burnt. A minchas asachim, it's also a mincha made, also that Israel could bring, that's all completely burnt. These things, mayalim behem mishahok tashu. Once you makdash it, it's mayalim behem, like all the other things we had. Once you makdash it, it's kachu kachim and you mayalim. Kitchen the kli, you put it into the kli, into the kli sharis, then hochshir, the fasal of tolyoyim, chosikaburim, uvalina, goes up a notch, and now it becomes possible if a tolyoyim touches it, or mechosikaburim touches it, or lina, if it stays overnight in the base mikdash. Vichayav malav mishum noiso mishum tame. And here, you're ready chayav now, mishum noiso mishum tame. Ready from kiddush kli, you're ready chayav noiso tame. Like other things, let's say a regular mincha or a behema, when is a chayav shum noisa and pigel? Only have to do zrika, only have to do the makar of the kaimitz. But these things are the things you makar of itself. So here, after kiddush akli already has noisa and tami, oh pigel aimba, there's no pigel. Why not? So the Mishnah says a klal, why is no pigel? Zeh a klal. Kol shi yesh loy matirim, ein chayav malav shum pigel v'noisa v'tami atcher akrivu matirim. Anything that has a matir, for example, a piece of basa has a matir called zrika. The rest of the mincha has a matir called koimetz. Lechem aponim has a matir, the bezichim. Everything has a matir that allows it to be eaten. So anything that has a matir, ein chayav malav mishum pigel, you're not chayav pigel or noisar or tamei, actually you krivu matirim, until you actually bring the matirim. You make the zrika, you bring the koimetz. Anything that does not have matirim, for example, a koimetz itself, there's no matir on a koimetz. You makiv that thing, there's no matir on a katiris. You makiv the katiris. So anything that does not have matirim, kivin shekidish b'kli, once you put in a kli, chayav lov shum nois v'tami, u pigle ain't bob, but there's no pigle. Pigle has to have a matir. The Gemara, I think, learns it out from Shlomim. Just like Shlomim has a mat there, that's what Pigel is said by the parasha of Shlomim. So the only thing time something has a Pigel is only if it has a mat there. Therefore, Koimetz, Keteris, those things never have, can I have Pigel on the Koimetz or on the Keteris? Just want to speak out one thing, that it says here, Koimetz, when the Kiddush Vekli, it has all these dinim. But by Levina Keteris, that makes sense. By Koimetz, it doesn't make sense. You know why? Because koimetz is already coming out of a mincha that was already put into a kli already. So koimetz, it doesn't have to be hooked up with kli. It already was with kli. Taisa speaks this out on that. Chesam and Aleph, Taisa says that koimetz is does not need it. Lo naku kachu v'kli m'shem koimetz. The mekara nami koidim shenosan ha koimetz v'li kitshu v'hochshu v'fas t'v'yayim m'koidim.